You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm with Deepak Sethi from Microsoft. Deepak, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Allison. It's a great pleasure to be with you today.
We're at the Intel Cloud Summit in Penang, and why don't you tell us about what your role is at Microsoft and why you find yourself at this event?
With pleasure. So I am responsible for the Windows Server infrastructure business at Microsoft across Asia Pacific, and the event has been really a great one. So we've been here for the last couple of days meeting customers, talking to the press, and learning new things.
Microsoft is a huge player in cloud from a number of different angles. You know, you guys are a service provider, obviously, your more traditional roles in terms of operating system and virtualization software. Where do you see the cloud providing the greatest benefit for customers, and where is your ultimate vision of the cloud?
Sure. So when we talk to customers, mostly in the large enterprise space, where they've invested in trying to drive automation and delivery of services to their users, one thing which comes very, very key and upfront is the bridge between the users of IT and IT, which is the application. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about trying to ensure the delivery of the application to the users is seamless and it's up all the time. Mm-hmm. Now that concept of delivering that service to users by IT is getting a little bit more complex to manage because historically that application was delivered off a physical server. Right? Now there is the concept of consolidation and virtualization, which then leads IT to be able to manage the delivery of that application out of physical servers or virtual machines. Mm-hmm. With cloud coming in, that takes it to the next level because now the delivery of that application could be coming off the cloud. Now, be it private cloud or public cloud, then IT needs to be able to manage across the enterprise the delivery of that application between a physical machine to a virtual machine to a private cloud infrastructure. And in some cases, as we learned in the last couple of days, a lot of these customers are also looking at creating a hybrid environment where mm-hmm. they try to scale and provide better cost optimization models back to the business by adopting public cloud infrastructure as well. So our value proposition to our customers and partners is to be able to provide the seamless integration of the delivery of this application by being able to manage that application performance mm-hmm. and deliver that by managing it across the enterprise and the extended enterprise, which is the public cloud infrastructure as well.
Is there anything unique in Asia Pacific, and obviously we're talking about a vast area with a lot of different types of markets, but anything unique you're seeing in terms of customers' adoption of cloud, and where do you think they are in terms of their cloud journey?
It's an interesting place. I mean, you're right. Asia Pacific is a unique combination of really mature markets, like Australia, Singapore, etc., and truly emerging markets like Vietnam, Indonesia, Philippines, right? So we see different challenges in each of these markets. Now, Australia obviously probably have the highest density of virtualization adoption in the planet. So they have gone through this journey way back, and we've seen a lot of customers trying to optimize further by implementing cloud and adopting public cloud infrastructure as well. In the emerging markets, I think we are seeing an accelerated adoption. They're trying to leapfrog technologies and try to see if how the organizations can adopt virtualization and drive consolidation and manage their infrastructure a lot better. The concept of public cloud is also catching up quite significantly. And our solution towards that is the Office 365. You know, the tools that most customers would use is messaging solutions, sure, collaboration solutions. And Office 365 provides a very compelling value proposition to customers in that space. We also have another solution called SBS, Small Business Server Essentials, which becomes very compelling, especially in markets which have high SMB segments. where the small and medium businesses do need to run their existing applications on-premise. So small business server essentials give them the benefit of running those on-premise applications, but still leveraging the public cloud benefits by stitching that to Office 365. So this we are seeing in, especially in the emerging markets, in the small and medium business space, something which is the customers are really excited about.
Today we're showing some reference architecture solutions up and running, and you've got a compelling one. Can you quickly talk us through what you're showing here today?
Let me give you a real life example and then jump into what we're showing here, right? So let's say Target. They're running around 15,000 virtual machines to support around 300,000 endpoints across their entire retail network. And we want to get to a model where we can manage the delivery and the applications in each of those branches with two servers and reducing the cost of managing that service. Now they're able to run 15,000 virtual machines, being able to manage this 300,000 endpoints with Microsoft solution on System Center. And so what we're showing here is essentially scaled down view of a similar solution where we are showing at the back end, the application is moving from one server to other. Right? And in reality, a lot of this happens probably because there is some failure in the network, there's some failure in the hardware, and the application needs to move to some other hardware so that the application user doesn't see that, right? So,
Sure. So
that's exactly what we are showing here, saying, hey, there is an automated way of moving application in case of any failure, which can be proactively monitored through System Center. And still the user doesn't see any change in his life.
So if our listeners want to find out more about Microsoft's vision of the cloud and the solutions you're bringing to market, where should they go?
Microsoft.com/cloud is a great place where they'll see the products, the technologies, how customers are using these technologies and benefiting from that. That's a great place to visit probably.
Thanks very much for being on the program.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.